I appreciate you giving us a buzz this morning, Mayor Summey, because of the decision yesterday by the South Carolina State Supreme Court. And I'd like to get your reaction to that, as the Supreme Court decided not to accept the state of South Carolina's request to determine whether the memorandum of understanding is binding across state government. So the state had, in essence, sued, even though we use that word, even though it's not really a suit, but had, in essence, sued the city of North Charleston in state court to find out about the MOU. What's your reaction to the Supreme Court's ruling that they didn't even want to accept the state's request?
Well, I think it was a resounding win for us, in that it put it where it will go through a normal state process and a federal process, which is what we were trying to accomplish and get done. And, I just think it, without he ever even walking into the court, this was a victory for us. I think what it does is it should put us back to the drawing boards to come up with a resolution and a solution to the problem, although I have not heard from the state since the last time I told you about I had the meeting.
Now, the 60-day waiting period has expired. It has officially been filed in federal court now, has it not, that the city of North Charleston is suing the state of South Carolina and enjoining other agencies?
Absolutely. That case has been filed in federal court.
Now, you mentioned that you talk about maybe this going back to the beginning, and there you stated yesterday after the Supreme Court's decision that maybe this would force officials back to the bargaining table.
I did, and yet I saw Senator Grimes' comment in the paper this morning that he didn't think they should.
Well, let me ask you this, though, because here's the thing. You're saying that maybe this will force officials back to the bargaining table. Are you telling me that in this incredibly important issue with the expansion of the port and the future of the city of North Charleston and the state being sued in federal court, that there have not been ongoing negotiations between you and state officials?
I've met with Secretary Hitt 3 times in the 8 months that he has been Secretary of Commerce. I have not met with the governor on the issue at all. I've met with Senator Grooms 3 to 4 times, and now he's saying that he doesn't think that they need to try to resolve the issue.
When was the last time you met with Secretary Hitt?
We met, it's been probably, I would say it was sometime in the June timeframe.
You've never had a conversation with Governor Nikki Haley about this?
The only conversation I've ever had was in the public town hall meeting that she had down at the College of Charleston. And she told me that they, and I've heard the indication that supposedly we've got ongoing dialogue with state and the city, and we don't.
That was where I was going, because when we spoke with Governor Nikki Haley in June, she said that just because we aren't hearing anything about this publicly doesn't mean there aren't things happening behind the scenes. And so you're telling me that there haven't been things necessarily going on behind the scenes. You haven't talked with the governor. When was the last time he talked to this Commerce Secretary, Bobby Hitt, about this?
I think it was in the June time frame.
And State Senator Larry Grooms, who is the chairman of the Port Oversight Committee,
he was in that meeting, and that was the last time I've talked with him.
Because he had stated that there were still discussions going on, and he was still hopeful that a resolution could be had. And, of course, there's a lot of cynical people in the Park Circle area would say they didn't realize that Senator Grooms was actually looking out for their best interests. But
no.
In the end, now, as you mentioned, Senator Grooms stated yesterday that he thinks maybe the lawsuits ought to go ahead and play out because the legal path has been broached. That would be more than sufficient for you, but I imagine also you'd be willing to sit down and talk with CSX, Norfolk Southern, the Commerce Department, the State Ports Authority, and the Governor's Office and work all this out, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And the last meeting we had was the first meeting that both Norfolk Southern and CSX was at the table, at the same table with me.
The first time?
Yeah, first time. And what we were told, they were supposed to get together, then the next thing they were told is they couldn't even talk to the state again until the end of August.
Wow. So this is...
No, there's no hurry on the part of the state to resolve the issue. You know, and the big thing is we are not anti-port. We're not anti-economic growth. In fact, we're very pro that. I think anybody can look at the history of North Charleston and tell that. The issue is we're the only city that's being asked to contribute to the growth.
And also the Memorandum of Understanding, which stated that the port, the expansion would go in the south end of the base, as agreed to by you and the State Ports Authority at the request and urging of the legislature.
And, you know, all we're